on your terms. With the ABSA Ultimate Plus account, you can manage your finances, save for the future, and access personal loans. Plus, enjoy travel insurance, a credit card, and retrenchment cover when the unexpected happens. If that's not value, I don't know what is. Let's help you write the next chapter of your ultimate story. Call 5950 to open an Ultimate Plus account today.
Your story matters. ABSA. The headlines are CASC doubts meaningful action on Zamsa audit findings. Governance and elections analyst criticizes government handling of stakeholders' concerns over Bill 7. And in global news, US to double tariffs on steel and aluminium imports to 50%. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. The Community Action Against Corruption, CAAC, has expressed doubt about the likelihood of meaningful follow-up on their recently completed forensic audit of the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA. Organization Chief Executive Officer Brighton Tembo warns that despite the Auditor General's handover of the report to law enforcement, there is a risk that it may remain unresolved, similar to the situation with previous findings from the Financial Intelligence Center, FIC. Mr. Tembo has highlighted the backlogs and history of stalled investigations as indicators that the ZAMSA audit might suffer the same fate. He says only low-profile individuals are likely to face scrutiny, while those with political connections may avoid investigations. Yesterday, the Auditor General confirmed the submission of the forensic audit report to law enforcement agencies, which revealed weakness in the operations of ZAMSA and disclosed that by nature, the report is not for public consumption.
The completion of the forensic audit report and its eventual submission to the law enforcement agencies by the Auditor General's office should not excite Zambians about the outcome, the final outcome of that report, because our law enforcement agencies, they have that history of sitting and not acting upon sensitive reports that may implicate people who are serving in government, and those people, they don't want to be arrested or prosecuted. So even this report will just be treated like the other reports, for example, the Financial Intelligence Center report of 2023, and we strongly believe if this report is going to be acted upon, it will be acted upon if the people involved have got no relevance to the sitting regime or those who are connected to the powers that be.
Governance and elections analyst Stanley Mahango has criticized Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa for dismissing calls by some stakeholders to withdraw Bill 7 of 2025. Mr. Mahango says dismissing calls for the withdrawal of the bill could undermine efforts to forge broad agreement on constitutional reforms. He notes that over 90% of the proposed amendments focus on electoral arrangements, yet the delimitation report, which forms the basis for these changes, has not been made public. According to Mr. Mahango, withholding this report from public scrutiny compromises the transparency and credibility of the entire process. He emphasizes that continuing a process perceived as partisan could erode confidence in the ruling party ahead of the 2026 general elections, arguing that frequent shifts in government driven by contested reforms tend to disrupt long-term development programs, slowing progress in sectors such as agriculture, health, and infrastructure.
Insisting on a process that has the potential to diminish the UPND's popularity and compromise their chances of retaining power in the 2026 general election may ultimately be a disservice to both the party and the country. Frequent changes in government can disrupt economic and social developmental programs, undermining progress and stability. I urge the government to prioritize critical economic matters that require attention to improve the lives of Zambians and demonstrate magnanimity by pursuing a broader perspective on economic development by prioritizing the nation's interests over partisan concerns.
Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa yesterday during a media briefing said concerns raised by some stakeholders of the UPND's alleged use of arrogance to manipulate the constitution are unsubstantiated. Protests broke out this morning at the Mandevu Trading Area opposite Heroes Stadium in Lusaka after a court ordered operation to reclaim land occupied by informal traders led to tensions between marketeers and authorities. Police spokesperson Ray Monga explains that the disturbances followed the execution of Sofitel, a company granted ownership of the open space where market activities had been taking place illegally. Mr. Monga says the eviction was carried out by court officials at approximately 23 hours yesterday and continued into the early hours of today. He says as part of the operations, four makeshift stores were dismantled while the area was being secured and fenced off. Mr. Monga, however, states that at around 05 hours, some traders who arrived to begin their business activities discovered that their merchandise had been tampered with and some claimed items were missing. He says in response, they resorted to blocking the Great North Road in protest, but police responded swiftly to the disturbance and engaged with the traders through their market leaders.
The situation has come through dialogue without the use of tear gas or discharge of firearms. However, a vehicle which passed through the area before the arrival of police officers was stoned by agitated individuals. We wish to assure the public that calm has since been restored, trading activities have resumed, and traffic is now flowing normally. We urge all affected parties to remain peaceful and to resolve matters through lawful and constructive means.
Kidilabombo Mayor Lucky Sione has disclosed that the recently constructed Konkola Toll Plaza has burdened the Kidilabombo Council, which has already spent over 1.2 million kwacha in toll fees to deliver services. Mr. Sione says the local authority has already engaged the Road Development Agency, RDA, and the Ministry of Local Government over the matter. He explains that equipment such as tipper trucks, front-end loaders and others are paying toll fees multiple times daily to collect garbage and deliver other services between the Chililabombwe and Kasumbalesa border. He has since called on relevant authorities to come to the aid of the Chililabombwe Council by exempting their machinery from paying at the Konkola Toll Plaza, which is in private hands under a public-private partnership PPP model.
Paying good sums of money in order for our testmen, moving machines to come inside and provide services, which I think the big and fair, because these are the same people, they also do the same district. We have made a plea to them that they should exclude certain machines, such as our front-end loaders, our graders, that come inside to provide services to people that belong to the same district. So far, we spent over 1.2 million as a council to pay for our front-end loaders coming here, our tipper trucks coming here.
The Patents and Companies Registration Agency, PACRA, has registered over 11,600 companies and business names in the past 6 months, with 1,640 linked to the mining and quarrying sectors. PACRA Deputy Registrar Commercial Thomas Kawanda says this trend reflects a positive outlook for business registrations, which in turn contributes to the growth of the local economy. Mr. Kaunda has urged informal business operators to formalize their ventures to gain access to financing and wider business opportunities. He adds that formal registry allows businesses to participate in public tenders, constituency development funds, CDF projects, and other initiatives aimed at supporting enterprise growth. However, Mr. Kaunda also expressed concern over the large number of companies, business houses and individuals who have not filed their annual returns, contending that while the overall compliance rate is acceptable, the number of non-compliant entities remains significantly high.
In total, we've registered over 11,600 companies and business names in the last 6 months. So when we look at that level of statistics, we just want to isolate, for example, the ones that relate to this coming next show. So Out of that 11,600 plus registrations, we have about 1,640 registrations relating to mining related companies, those that are in mining and quarry. 1,600.